最近这一段时间，我们都在读撒母耳记。
We've been reading the book of Samuel recently.
我相信我们很多人都很喜欢撒母耳记。
I believe a lot of us really like the book.
在上个主日，上个周五晚上，我们 Master C 的学生们也在读撒母耳记。
Well, last Friday, the Master C group also read the book of Samuel.
他们读完以后，他们就把他们所读的演了一出戏。
So after they read it, they reenacted it.
撒母耳记实在可以写成一个很好的剧本。
We could really rewrite the book into a really good play.
因为在撒母耳记短短的31章里面，它记载了许许多多非常有特色的人。
Because in these short 31 chapters, it really recorded people that with special characters.
而且很仔细的记载了他们所做的事情。
And in details recorded what they have done.
我看见我们许多弟兄姐妹每一天在分享他们所读到的圣经的时候。
And I read what brothers and sisters shared about their daily gain.
我可以看到他们的心情都随着撒母耳记里面所形容的上上下下。
I could see their emotions going up and down along with the story.
当上个周五我们读到最后一章，扫罗他死在自己的刀下。
And the last chapter of 1 Samuel says Saul died on his own sword.
我记得当天很多人的心情都随着低落。
And a lot of people, they were down that day.
大家都觉得非常的可惜，非常的悲哀。
They were lamenting, and they were really sad for him.
当昨天我们读到大卫这样的哀悼扫罗。
And we read the song David wrote to lament Saul.
他说大英雄啊，何竟死亡。
He said, "How the mighty has fallen."
我们的心都非常响应。
Our hearts really echoed to that.
真的大英雄啊，何竟落到这样的地步
？How did the mighty come to this stage?
旧约实在是非常的好。
The Old Testament is really good.
它才告诉我们许多人的故事。
It tells us a lot of stories of man.
一面来说，旧约好像是神隐藏在以色列人他们的历史、他们的生活里面。
On one hand, it was as if God was hidden in their history and in their daily life.
但是旧约另外一方面也很实在的记载着许多人他们跟神来往的时候的一些记录。
But truthfully, it has recorded how men interacted with God.
所以旧约实在是满了人性。
So the Old Testament is full of human nature.
那我们很容易进入。
It's easy for us to identify with.
那撒母耳记呢，非常的好。
And the book of Samuel is very good.
它不仅是可以写成剧本。
Not only can it be rewritten as a play.
撒母耳记实在是记载一些真真实实发生过的历史故事。
It recorded the stories that truly happened.
它不仅在那里记载很实在记载历史。
Not just actually recording the history.
它在那里它也讲到更宝贵的是呢，他还记载了说这些人做这些事情的时候，他们心里在想什么。
And the more precious thing is that other than the facts, it's recorded what people were thinking in their mind.
更宝贵的是，他还记载着神怎么看这些人这些事。
And even more precious is how God looked at those people and those things.
这是非常重要的。
And that is very important.
不仅我们人怎么评论，神怎么评论。
Not only on how we look at things, but also how God looked at those things.
我们都知道撒母耳记里面，它记载两个主要的人物，大卫跟扫罗。
We know the two main characters in the book of Samuel, David and Saul.
大卫呢，我们都知道神非常喜悦大卫，称他为合神心意的人。
We all know David is the man that God calls him a man after God's own heart.
那扫罗呢，他却是一个悲剧人物。
But Saul is a character in the tragedy.
他们两个有非常不一样的结局。
The two of them have different results.
但是事实上在开始的时候呢，他们两个有更多更多一样的开始。
But in the beginning, they were very similar.
圣经中没有他们原生的家庭，圣经中没有太多的提到。
The Bible did not record too much about their original family.
那看起来呢，他们应该是出生在一个非常平凡的家庭里面。
It seems that they both were born in ordinary families.
所以呢，不值得多提。
It's not worth mentioning much.
在当时可能是一个非常普通的家庭。
It's probably just one of those regular, ordinary families.
没有什么特点。
There's nothing worth mentioning.
哦，但是这两个孩子都有非常美好的外貌。
But both children have very good appearance.
哦，那他们进入圣经的那个切入点也都一样。
And they enter into the Bible at the same, similar kind of point.
这两个少年人呢，都在非常认真地照顾他们父亲的牲畜。
Both youth carefully took care of their father's herd.
哦，这是在当时是个非常平凡的事情。
It was an ordinary thing at that time.
哦，但是忽然间神呼召他们，把他们从这些事情里面召出来。
But suddenly God called them out of those things.
哦，甚至差派先知撒母耳去膏他们。
And he even sent the prophet Samuel to anoint them.
要他们做以色列的君王。
For them to be the king of Israel.
哦，神要将他的选民交给这两个人来带领他们，来治理他们。
And God will entrust his chosen people to these two persons.
哦，当时他们也非常的谦卑。
And at that time, they were both humble.
哦，他们都觉得自己非常的不配。
They felt they were unworthy.
哦，他们两个也都有个很大的心胸。
And they both were wide-minded.
哦，不是每一个人都赞成他们做王。
Not everyone agreed for them to be king.
哦，但是他们并没有计较那些不支持他们的人。
But they did not count them as evil, those who do not support them.
哦，我们看见他们都有神给他们的恩典。
They both have God's grace upon them.
他们有同样的机会。
They both have an opportunity.
那扫罗跟大卫也一样的，他们都是大能的勇士。
And Saul, just like David, they're both mighty warriors.
哦，我们都知道大卫打哥利亚的故事。
We all know the story of David defeating Goliath.
那其实呢，扫罗也是个大能的勇士。
But Saul is also a mighty warrior.
啊，我们知道扫罗他做王以后呢，他立刻就记载了他怎么去打亚门人。
And after Saul became king, it was recorded how he attacked the Ammonites.
哦，那时候亚门人呢，他们欺负基列亚比的以色列人。
And the Ammonites, because they were bullying the Israelites.
哦，那扫罗就发怒。
And Saul was angry.
哦，我们看到他们都非常在乎神。
Both of them care about God.
他们都有非常强的爱国心。
They're both patriarchs.
他们也在乎神的利益。
They both care about God's benefit.
扫罗就发怒，他就带领他就带兵去击打亚门人。
Saul attacked the Ammonites out of rage.
哦，他那个时候打他是个大能的勇士，到了最后呢，没有两个亚门人可以站在一处。
He was a mighty warrior, and not two Ammonites were found in one place.
这是扫罗做王以后的第一个战争。
This was the first battle after Saul became king.
哦，那我们知道，在这个在他们有很多类似的开始。
They have a lot of similarity in the beginning.
事实上呢，在他们当中呢，他们也经历了同样的环境。
And in the process, they've been through similar circumstances.
因为他们生活在一起。
Because they live together.
哦，那为什么他们结局那么不同呢？
But how come they have totally different end results?
中间发生了什么事使他们那么不同呢？
What happened in the process that caused them to be so different?
他们同样的开始，同样的经过一些环境，为什么结局那么不同？
The same beginning, similar process, how come their end result is totally different?
那答案非常的简单。
The answer is simple.
他们只有一点点的不同。
There's only a small difference.
他们的心思不一样。
They have different minds.
哦，圣经上记载，大卫他一生之久，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华。
The Bible recorded David all the days of his life, he obeyed the Lord honestly.
哦，这是神给大卫做的见证。
This is the testimony the Lord gave to David.
哦，大卫是一个真真实实、一心一意顺服神的人。
David was a person truthfully obeyed God in one heart.
哦，但扫罗却不是这样子。
But not so with Saul.
也没有很大的分别。
It's not a huge difference.
扫罗只是多了一点点。
Saul just had something extra.
扫罗是个心怀二意的人。
Saul is a double-minded man.
哦，就差这么一点。
That's the difference.
哦，就带来那么不同的结局。
That brought out different results.
什么是心怀二意呢？
What does it mean to be double-minded?
哦，我们到了新约雅各书的时候，他就特别说到心怀二意的问题。
In the book of James in the New Testament, it talks about this problem of being double-minded.
哦，他说那个心怀二意，怎么形容心怀二意呢？
So it says, how do we describe a double-minded person?
哦，他用到一个词，他就说好像我们在两个完全不同的树上跳来跳去。
It's as if you're jumping between two different trees.
哦，这就是扫罗他一生的写照。
And that is the picture of Saul of his life.
扫罗一开始的时候，他也是个敬畏神的人。
In the beginning, Saul feared God.
哦，他会求问神。
He will inquire of the Lord.
那他求问神过了以后呢，他又有自己的一点想法。
But after he inquired of the Lord, he has his own opinion.
不错，他求问神，神也回答他。
Yes, he inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him.
但是他有些自己的想法。
But he has his own thoughts.
哦，他就跳到另外一棵树上去。
So he leaped over to the other tree.
他跳到另外一棵树上，当他遇到一个更大的问题的时候。
And when he encountered a greater problem,
他再赶快跳回来求问神。
He jumped back to ask the Lord.
哦，可能神就不再理他了。
Perhaps the Lord ignores him now.
哦，他一看神不理他，他又赶快再跳到另外一棵树去。
And when he did not get an answer from the Lord, he jumped back to the other tree.
他就求问鬼。
And he asked of the ghost.
哦，你就看到他这一生里面他就跳来跳去的。
So his whole entire life, he was jumping back and forth.
哦，只是他每跳一次。
But every time he jumped,
他每换一棵，他在这两棵树里面跳来跳去，他每跳一次，他就离神远一点。
But he's farther away from the Lord every time he jumps.
他就堕落深一点。
And he fell deeper.
哦，我们就发现，在时间里面
，and over time,
哦，越过他的自己，越占了上风。
The more he lived, the higher he exalted himself.
哦，那神的意思就越来越淡。
And God's will was diminished.
哦，那大卫却是一心一意的，诚诚实实的，一生顺服神。
But David was single-minded, honestly obeyed God.
哦，在圣经里面从来没有记载一个人啊，超过记载大卫那样子。
There's not another person was recorded in the Bible as much as David.
圣经里面有了许许多的篇幅讲到大卫。
The Bible used a lot of chapters to describe David.
大卫他做的事。
The things David did.
他写的诗歌。
The songs he wrote.
那圣经有这么多的篇幅记载大卫。
The Bible used so much space to describe David.
不是叫我们欣赏大卫。
It's not just for us to admire David.
哦，每次我们读撒母耳记，我们上下的时候，说真的，我们从心里面非常喜欢大卫。
Every time we read the First and Second Samuel, we really love David from our hearts.
哦，我们都非常敬佩这样的一个人。
We admire a person like him.
我们可以说出他许许多多的好处。
We can speak of a lot of his merits.
哦，但是圣经记载。大卫是合神心意的人，不是叫我们称赞大卫。
But the Bible recorded him as the man after God's own heart. It's not for us to just praise him.
圣经特别告诉我们说，这一个人他是合神心意的。
But the Bible points out this man is after God's own heart.
他是要我们从大卫的生活里面，我们能够读出神的性情。
That's for us to read God's nature from David's life.
那我们能够更多的认识神。
So we can know more of God.
那我们更知道我们应该怎么样的做人。
That we know how to conduct ourselves.
怎么样过生活。
And how to live our daily life.
每次我们读到大卫是合神心意的人的时候。
And every time we read of David, how he's the man after God's own heart.
我不知道你们有没有想到说，那大卫快乐不快乐。
I don't know if you ever wonder if David was happy.
我最近养了狗以后，我心里有个很大的问题。
After I had the dog, I had a question.
据那个 internet 说啊，最聪明的狗是 poodle。
According to the internet, the smartest dog is the poodles.
它完全能够知道人要它做什么。
They totally know what mankind wants.
最不聪明的狗呢是 French bulldog， 就是我家那一只。
The least smart ones would be the French bulldog, the one I have.
她非常的 stubborn.
She's very stubborn.
她绝对不会在意我们跟她讲什么。
She doesn't care what we say.
自从我养了这个 Pippa 以后呢，我就很怀疑这句话是不是人讲的。
After I have Pippa, I wonder if it was somebody who said that.
只有我们人会讲这种话。
Only men would say such thing.
It's not fair to dog.
It's not fair to the dogs.
啊，如果有一个人跟哈巴狗一样的，人家讲什么他做什么，我一定觉得这是最不聪明的。如果有一个人跟哈巴狗一样的，整天这个别人讲什么他就做什么。
Oh, if someone's like the dog, you do whatever others say.
他一定是个最不聪明的，或者个最可怜的人。
It's probably the dumbest or the pitiful, the most pitiful one.
有自己思想的，我们家 French Bulldog 最聪明。
My French dog, Bulldog, is the smartest one.
哦，那大卫快乐吗
？Was David happy?
哦，大卫他完全合神的心意，他快乐吗？
David was after God's own heart completely. Was he happy?
他整天小小心心的要知道神的心意。
All the day long, he carefully gets to know God's heart.
他会不会觉得很受压
？Did he feel oppressed?
他一生都为着神的心意活着。
All his life, he lived for God's will.
他最后会不会感到很失落
？Did he feel lost at the end?
我觉得这是很重要的问题。
I think that's an important question.
以前我就常常想这些奇奇怪怪的事。
I often ponder upon questions like that.
哦，还好大卫有留下诗篇的十六篇。
It's good that David left us Psalm 16.
神早就知道我们这些罪人的想法。
God knew beforehand the thoughts of the sinners.
所以大卫不仅留下好的榜样。
Not only did David leave us a good example.
大卫也留下诗篇十六篇。
David left us Psalm 16.
借着诗篇十六篇，大卫说到他的人生是怎么样一个人生。
And through Psalm 16, David spoke of his life.
我们一起来读诗篇十六篇。
Let's read Psalm 16 together.
同样的，请我们开声来读。
Let's read out loud.
我们先用中文读，然后我们再用英文读。
We'll read in Chinese and then English.
好吧，我们反过来，我们先用英文读，再用中文读。
Oh, we'll reverse today. We'll read in English first. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made me my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Oh, praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
好，我们请用中文一起读。
We'll read in Chinese now.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必增不加增，他们所交奠的血我也不献上，我嘴唇也不提别神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守，用神量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。他在这里说到，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Here it says, verse 9, my body also will rest secure.
对，他的有些英文的分那个圣经呢，他翻他说，我的肉身也要安居在指望里面。
It says, my flesh will dwell in hope.
当我们读到诗篇十六篇的时候，我们一定感觉到是个非常喜乐的 非常满足的一个感觉。
When we read Psalm 16, we must have this pleasant, a joyful feeling.
一个非常安息的感觉。
A restful feeling.
哦，这使我们想起诗篇二十三篇。
That reminds me of Psalm 23.
哦，诗篇二十三篇也给人一个非常安息、非常满足的一个图画。
Psalm 23 gives us a very restful and joyful picture.
这两篇诗篇都是大卫写的。
David wrote both songs.
所以我们知道这实实在在说出大卫他自己的人生。
And truthfully, he spoke of his life.
哦，是非常喜乐、非常满足的。
Was very joyful and satisfying.
哦，也非常的安息的。
And very restful.
哦，但是我们知道大卫他的一生其实并不安息。
But actually, we know David's life was not very peaceful.
他一生里面有许许多多不同的环境。
He encountered many different circumstances.
哦，不错，有很多的人追随他。
Yes, indeed, many people follow him.
但是也一直有仇敌追杀他。
But he continued to have enemies that are chasing after him.
他住过王宫，他也必须得逃亡。
He has lived in the palace, but he had to flee as well.
有很多人呢，非常跟他交心。
Many people were really good friends with him.
也一直不断的有人背叛他，出卖他。
But he continued to have people that rebel against him.
哦，但在这么许多的话，但诗篇十六篇里面，我们闻不到这些味道。
But in his psalms, we do not feel that.
这些都是外在的环境。
Those are our circumstances.
哦，他讲的是他里面的感觉。
But he spoke of his inner feelings.
哦，这些外面的环境可以不同。
These our circumstances could be different.
但是他内心里面的感觉都一样。
But his inward feelings the same.
环境不能够改变他，也不能够影响他。
His circumstances cannot change him or influence him.
我们要分两个礼拜来交通诗篇十六篇。
We will spend 2 weeks to share on Psalm 16.
今天早上我们就讲那个一点的不同。
This morning we'll just share on that different point.
我们就交通第一节跟第二节。
It's verse 1 and 2.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
It says, "Preserve me, O Lord, for in you I put my trust."
你是我的神，我的心啊，你对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
I said to the Lord, "You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing."
他一开始有个祷告。
He had a prayer in the beginning.
哦，这个祷告，我相信我们每一个人都会认同的。
I believe everyone can identify with that prayer.
他说：“神啊，求你保佑我。”
Lord, preserve me.
哦，我们中文说保佑。
The Chinese says, "Protect me."
哦，但是英文翻得非常好。他说 "preserve."
But in English, it says "preserve."
他求你保存我。
To preserve me, O Lord.
哦，那个保佑的意思呢？他是说，他说求你这个怎么讲？他说求你这个保守我不改变。
To keep me from changing.
不变味。
To change my nature.
照着我现在这个情形，你保守我。
According to where I am, preserve me.
不让我变坏。
Don't let me be corrupted.
这是个很大的祷告。
This is a big prayer.
因为我们每一个人都要面对一个非常漫长的人生呢。
Because everyone's facing a long life.
事实上我们都知道，当我们出生是最好的时候。
And actually, when we were born, that was the best time of our life.
每过一天，我们的身体就毁坏一天。
The longer we live, the more corrupted our flesh.
直到有一天我们归于尘土。
Until we return to dust.
我们也面对非常非常多变化的人生。
And we're daily facing a ever-changing world.
人生呢，说实在的，不总是这个像平静溪流。
Life is not always smooth sailing.
实在的说呢，人生中充满了忽然起的风暴。
And life is full of storms that suddenly come up.
每一个危险临到我们的时候，好像都是突然发生的。
Every danger we encounter, it was as if it happened suddenly.
看一次医生。
Every doctor visit.
听一个电话。
Every phone call you receive.
我们人生不再一样。
Our lives are changed.
人生充满了风暴。
There's full of storms in our lives.
我们都说了，我们是瓦器。
And we spoke of ourselves as the earthen vessel.
瓦器在这样的风暴里面，怎么可能不损伤？
How can the earthen vessel not be damaged in such a storm?
这是个很大的祷告。
This is a great prayer.
漫长的人生。
In the long journey of life.
多变化的人生。
The ever-changing life.
违反自然律，神啊，你保佑我。
Against the rule of nature, Lord, preserve me.
不叫我毁坏，不叫我受到伤害。
That I will not be damaged.
我记得在我们诗歌本里面有首诗歌。
In our hymn book, there's a song.
说耶稣，我们灵魂的爱人。
It says, Jesus, a lover of my soul.
隐藏我，直到今生的风浪都过去。
Hide me until the waves of life pass.
直到死亡的边缘。
Till the verge of death.
这就是大卫的祷告。
This is David's prayer.
只有这位创造万有的神能够答应这样的祷告。
Only the Lord of creations can answer such prayer.
没有一个人能够答应这样的祷告。
No one can answer such a prayer.
每一个人都自身难保。
No one can preserve himself.
但是这是我们每一个人心里面深处的渴望。
But this is the cry of our hearts.
如果可能的话。
If possible.
我们真希望我们这一生不见朽坏，不受伤害。
We want to not see corruption or be damaged.
我相信扫罗也愿意做这样的祷告。
I believe that would be Saul's prayer as well.
但是呢，分别就在下一句。
But the difference is the next verse.
大卫他敢这样的祷告。
David dared to pray like this.
因为他说，因为我投靠你。
For in you I put my trust.
大卫有把握神要听他祷告。
David is sure God will hear his prayer.
因为我投靠你。
For I put my trust in you.
对，英文讲得很好，他说因为我信靠你。
The English says it well because I put my trust in you.
这是我们自己可以做的选择。
This is a choice we can make.
大卫选择信靠神。
David chose to trust God.
扫罗也信神。
Saul trusted God, trusted God as well.
对，扫罗他 believe in God.
He believed in God.
但是大卫呢，信靠神。
But David trusted God.
分别就在这里。
That's the difference.
许多时候我们都信神。
A lot of times we believe God.
但是很可能这个信是我们头脑里面的，知识里面的，我们以为我们信的。
But that may be in our intellect, in our head, that we thought we believed.
信靠trust 呢，他说到我们把我们的重量放在我们所相信的事上面。
But trusting means to put the weight upon him.
好像在暴风雨中我们紧紧地抓住那一根柱子一样的。
As if he's the pillar that we grab on in the storm.
这是唯一的。
The only one.
我们把我们所有的重量都放在上面。
We put our center of gravity on it.
这是信靠。
This is trusting.
说真的，平常没有特别事情发生的时候，我们都不大清楚我们在信靠什么。
When nothing happens in our daily life, we don't really know what we trust.
这是当一件事情发生的时候，我们才知道我们才去寻找那个可靠的柱子。
But when something happened, then we will look for something that we can really trust.
只有当我们要做选择的时候
，Only when we need to make a choice,
我们才知道我们在依靠的是什么。
Then we know who we trust.
这个不是天生的。
We're not born with it.
不是大卫天生下来就会信靠。
David was not born to know how to trust.
而扫罗不会。
And Saul did not.
这是我们每一天他在做的选择。
This is a choice we make in our daily life.
每一件事情发生的时候他做的选择。
It's a choice he made when something happened.
这是每天生活中的训练。
This is a training in our daily life.
我们的生活实在彰显我们心里面的故事。
Our lives really manifest the stories in our hearts.
大卫他选择怎么管理他的心思。
David chose how to guard his heart.
他选择来顺服神。
He chose to obey God.
他选择和神对整齐。
He chose to line up with God.
他选择以神做他的重心。
He chose God as his center of gravity.
扫罗也不是完全不是。
Well, Saul is not completely opposite.
他只是呢，他在两个树上跳来跳去。
He just jumped between two trees.
他有时候信靠这个，有时候信靠那个。
Sometimes he trusts this, sometimes he trusts the other one.
就像我们刚讲的，我们慢慢就发现，但事实上呢，越过他越信靠的是自己。
But just like we mentioned, the more he lived, the more he trusted himself.
他就越过越在，越选择他自己天然本来就有的意念。
And the more he lived, the more he chose his own desire.
扫罗也没有做错什么事。
Saul didn't do many things wrong.
他就一直顺着他自己的意念，自由的发展。
He just allowed his nature to develop.
他就离神越来越远。
And he departed from God farther and farther away.
哦，这就是他后来的结局。
And that causes his end result.
哦，大卫只有一个态度。
David only has one attitude.
他说：“神啊，你是我的主。”
He said, "Lord, you are my Lord."
我的好处不在你以外。
Apart from you, I have nothing good.
哦，从这一点开始，大卫就跟扫罗就分道扬镳了。
And from that point on, Saul and David parted their ways.
不错，他们都信神。
Yes, they both believe God.
就像我们也都信神一样。
Just like we believe God.
但是大卫说，神对他来讲不仅是神。
But to David, God is not just a God.
也是他生活中的主。
He is the Lord of his life.
是他个人的主。
His personal Lord.
而对扫罗来说，神只是一个高高在上的神。
To Saul, God is just highly above.
对神来讲，对扫罗来讲，当他要做选择的时候，神只是一个参考而已。
To Saul, when he is to make a choice, God is just for reference.
他一面求问神，但神只是个参考而已。
On one hand, he inquired of the Lord, but on the other hand, God was just taken as a reference.
他也在那里献祭。
He offered sacrifice as well.
哦，但神对他来讲只是个使他感觉到一个敬虔的感觉的宗教而已。
But God just a religion for him to feel pious.
对他没有约束力。
It doesn't bind him.
他生活里面，他老在两棵树上跳来跳去。
In his life, he kept jumping between two trees.
哦，但是大卫不一样。
But not so with David.
哦，神对他讲不是一个宗教里面的神。
To God, he's not just a God in a religion.
不是一个高高在上的神。
Not just highly above.
哦，他把神迎接到他心里面，他说你是我的主。
He took God into his heart and said, "You are my Lord."
我生活的重心。
The center of my life.
我全心的依靠在神上面。
My whole being trusts in you.
这一点是非常非常严重的不同。
That's a severe difference.
我们从他们共同对亚玛利人的态度来做个例子。
We can use their attitude toward Amalekites as an example.
哦，亚玛利人在扫罗这一生中实在占有了一个非常大的位置。
The Amalekites took a large portion in Saul's life.
扫罗这一生脱离不了亚玛利人。
Saul's life cannot be free from the Amalekites.
亚玛利人第一个扫罗第一个征战是跟亚门人打的。
The first battle Saul fought was against Ammonites.
哦，亚门人是谁呢？
Who are the Ammonites?
亚门人是亚玛利人的好朋友。
Ammonites are good friends of Amalekites.
哦，他们是一起打仗的。
They fought together.
哦，那时候亚门人来欺负这个基列亚比人。
But the Ammonites, they were bullying the Israelites.
哦，扫罗听了就非常的生气。
And Saul was enraged.
怎么能够这样欺负我的同胞呢？
How can you bully my people?
哦，他就出去打败了亚门人。
So he went out and defeated Ammonites.
在扫罗一生当中，他最得意的战争就是对着亚玛利人打的。
And the battle Saul can boast of is the war against Ammonites.
哦，这个扫罗大大的得胜。
And Saul won a great victory.
哦，这个神就那个打仗之前，他也问过神。
And before he went to battle, he inquired of the Lord as well.
神告诉他呢，所有属于亚玛利的，不管是人是财物，一个都不可存留。
And God told him, do not spare a person or a livestock.
哦，扫罗却怜惜那些亚玛利人当中比较好的人，比较好的财物。
But Saul liked the better things and the better.People among the Amalekites.
我们知道扫罗最后还是死在亚玛利的一个少年的手中。
But at the end, Saul died in the hand of Amalekite.
基列亚比人为了感恩，再将他的尸体领回去埋葬。
And in thankfulness, they took Saul's body and buried him.
但我们这样子看扫罗的一生。
And as we look at Saul's life,
他真是离不开亚玛利人。
He was never away from Amalekites.
哦，他这一生又回到原点。
His life went back to the origin.
这一生轰轰烈烈的事迹全部都归于无有。
All his achievements became zero.
哦，他这一生里面，他建立的国家，他建立的家庭，都毁在亚玛利人手中。
His kingdom, his family that he established were destroyed by the hand of the Amalekites.
谁是亚玛利人呢？
Who are the Amalekites?
我们记得当以色列人出埃及以后，
When the Israelites left Egypt,
他们到了迦南地，他们过了那个红海。
They crossed the Red Sea.
第一个战争就是跟亚玛利人打的。
The first battle was against Amalekites.
那时候神就特别的说。
The Lord spoke especially.
他说要世世代代与亚玛利人为仇。
You are to be the enemy against the Amalek.
要与亚玛利人征战。
To fight against them.
要将他们的名号从天底下除灭。
You are to blot out utterly the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
亚玛利是一个非常特别的敌人。
So Amalek is a very special enemy.
神说要世世代代跟他们做为那个做为仇。
God says you are to fight them all your generations.
而且要将他们的名号，最后要将他们的名号从天底下都除灭。
And to utterly blot out the remembrance of them from under heaven.
所以撒母耳也特别吩咐把那个扫罗不可以留下一点点。
So Samuel commanded Saul not to leave one live person.
扫罗也听见了。
Saul heard it.
但是扫罗有他自己的想法。
But Saul has his own opinion.
他有他自己的，他觉得他自己可以分别善恶。
He thought he could tell of the good and from the evil.
但他胜过亚玛利人的时候，
When he overcame Amalekites,
他看看这个有些亚玛利人实在是很好的人呢。
He saw some of them were good people.
有些亚玛利的东西是非常好的。
Some of their belongings are very good.
那扫罗他甚至还说，我可以将这些东西拿来献祭，不是更好吗？
And Saul said, I could bring those good things and offer them to the Lord.
我完全是为着神在着想。
I am doing everything for the Lord.
但是他最终死在亚玛利一个少年人的手下。
But at the end, he died in the young man of the Amalekites.
这是个非常非常悲哀的结局。
It's a very tragic ending.
亚玛利人代表谁呢？
What do the Amalekites typify?
和我们有什么关系呢？
What do they have to do with us?
亚玛利这个名字离我们好远。
The Amalekite, the term is so far away from us.
但圣经告诉我们，亚玛利人就代表我们天然的人。
But it typifies our nature.
亚玛利人不是坏人。
The Amalekites are not bad guys.
就像扫罗所判断的一样，有好人有坏人。
Just like Saul, there are good people and there are bad people.
但是所有天然的人叫做亚玛利人。
But all the natural men are called Amalekites.
对，就讲到我们天然这个人。
It talks about our nature.
代表我们信主前的自己。
That typifies the selves before we believed in the Lord.
那个时候我们自己就是我们自己的主。
At that time, we are our Lord.
我们相信我们的心思。
We trust in our own thoughts.
我们相信我们的判断。
We trust in our own judgments.
我们每个人都有自己的个性。
We all have our own personalities.
我们有我们自己的喜好。
We have our own likes and dislikes.
我们自己可以决定我们想要追求些什么东西。
We can decide what we pursue.
这是天然人正常的现象。
This is ordinary for a nature.
但是有一天我们信主了。
But one day we believe in the Lord.
我们认识神了。
And we get to know God.
虽然我们知道神超过我们太多了。
Although we know God surpasses us too much.
我们没有一个人敢说我们比神还要聪明。
No one dares to say he's smarter than God.
我们也不敢说我们比神还会知道怎么分别善恶。
No one dares to say that we know better than God how to tell the good from evil.
但是很奇妙的。
But marvelously,
说实在的，我们羡慕做大卫，但实在的说，我们比较像扫罗。
Honestly, even though we say we admire David, but we are more like Saul.
只是我们不喜欢他的结局。
We just don't like his end result.
但是呢，我们也不大被他来警惕。
But we're seldom warned by him.
因为我们太像扫罗了。
Because we're so much like him.
我们虽然知道神是神。
Although we know God is God,
但是我们自己还有很多很多我们的意思。
But we still fill with a lot of our own thoughts.
我们一方面我们敬畏神，求问神的意思。
On one hand, we inquire of the Lord and ask His opinion.
每次我们祷告的时候，我们很愿意寻求神的旨意。
Every time we pray, we are willing to see God's will.
哦，但是圣经里面有许多清清楚楚记载神要求我们的话，我们却不大喜欢。
But we dislike a lot of words of God that were recorded clearly in the Bible.
我们把我们生活中遇到的问题带来求问神。
We bring our problems in our lives to inquire of the Lord.
求神告诉我们什么是当走的路。
And ask the Lord to show us the way we should walk on.
哦，但是非常奇妙的，当神说这是正路。
But strangely, when God says this is the right way,
哦，许多时候圣经都讲得很明白，这是正路。
And the Bible clearly stated this is the right way.
但是我们很轻易的就会否定。
We easily deny it.
有的时候我们还更进一步的求神成全我们的选择。
And sometimes even further, we ask the Lord to answer our choice, our prayer.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
哦，其实这些事情我们一天中发生太多次了。
Actually, so many times this has happened in one day.
哦，我们不知不觉中，我们就不断的在两个树枝上跳来跳去的。
We kept jumping between the two trees.
哦，我们觉得小事情没有关系。
We thought it's a small matter. It's okay.
哦，当有一天遇到生死的问题的时候。
But when it's about life and death.
哦，当有一天问到跟我一生幸福有关系的时候。
When it's regarding to my happiness in life.
我绝对会询问神的。
I will definitely inquire of the Lord.
我绝对会带来祷告的。
I will definitely bring it in my prayer.
哦，不可能的。
No.
我们当小事情都不能够的时候，我们大事更不知道该怎么办。
I don't think so. When we can't do this in small matter, let alone the bigger matters.
哦，还有很多时候我们都觉得蛮有道理的。
A lot of times we thought that we make sense.
哦，这个我们一信主。
After we believe in the Lord,
哦，就像以色列人一样的，我们出了埃及，过了红海。
Just like the Israelites, we are out of Egypt and we crossed the Red Sea.
红海代表受浸。
The Red Sea typifies baptism.
哦，叫我们跟世界隔离。
To set us apart from the world.
我们过了红海。
We crossed the Red Sea.
我们就第一个遇到的就是自己。
The first encounter is ourselves.
哦，因为神要我们过了红海，我们就是我们的受浸，我们需要做一个决定。
After we cross the Red Sea, that is the baptism. We need to make a choice.
我们受浸是我们常做的祷告。
We often pray during baptismal meeting.
从此以后，神啊，他将一生交在你的手中，主啊，你就来带领他。
From now on, Lord, He puts His life in your hands. May you guide Him.
哦，这是神要求我们的。
This is what God asks of us.
受浸的时候，将我们自己归给神。
When we are baptized, we give ourselves to the Lord.
归给神就是将我自己奉献给神。
Give ourselves to the Lord, meaning we offer ourselves to the Lord.
将我所有所事的都归给神。
All that I have, all that I am, to the Lord.
让神来带领我们。
And let the Lord guide us.
哦。但是我们受过浸以后，说真的，我们都不可能，我们很多时，大部分人都没有做这个决定。
But a lot of us didn't make that decision after we're baptized.
哦，所以我们就常常在那跳来跳去。
So we're jumping back and forth.
哦，虽然我好像名义上也做过一些奉献。
It was as if I have made some offering.
哦，但是常常也是跳来跳去的。
But oftentimes I'm just jumping back and forth.
这个亚玛利人当中有，就像扫罗说的，亚玛利人当中有非常好的人。
There are a lot of good people among the Amalekites, like Saul said.
有非常好的东西。
They have good things.
我觉得今天我们坐在这里的弟兄姐妹。
And I believe the brothers and sisters who are seated here today.
我们所有住在这个Silicon Valley 的人。
We who live in Silicon Valley.
我们实在就是亚玛利人当中非常好的人。
We are the good people among the Amalekites.
我们有非常好的恩赐。
We have good gifts.
我们有非常好的成就。
We have achievements.
我相信全世界很多很多的人口都在羡慕我们。
And I believe a lot of people in the world really envy us.
这些都是很好的。
Those are good things.
哦，但是神要我们经过红海，我们受浸以后，将这些先交给神。
But after we cross the Red Sea, God wants us to give these first to the Lord.
他要来掌管我们的一生。
He will reign over our lives.
哦，但是我们却觉得这些非常好。
But we thought those are good things.
哦，我们愿意留下来。
We want to stay.
我们有点舍不得放下。
We are reluctant to lay it down.
哦，我们觉得这些将来主还可以用。
We thought maybe one day the Lord can use them.
Oh, 主可以用我这些。
He can use my object.
啊，我们都忘记了我们自己是个罪人。
And we forgot that we were sinners.
啊，我们都忘记了这个罪人所做的，罪人跟他所有的东西，事实上不能够带到圣洁的神面前。
No sinner nor the belongings of the sinners can bring to the Lord.
啊，罪人只有经过死亡。
Only through death.
罪人只有经过宝血的那个涂抹。
For sinners to be covered by the blood,
完全被更新,
to be renewed completely,
才能够归给神,
to be offered to the Lord.
哦, 我们都不大喜欢经过这个手续。
We don't like to go through that process.
哦, 所以我们愿意有些献给神, 有些留下来。
So we offer some of it and then we reserve some.
有些放手，那神来带领我们。
We let go of certain things
使用我们,
and let God to use us.
哦, 有些我们舍不得,
but in some area, we reserved it.
哦, 我们要自己做决定,
I mean, we want to make our own decisions.
我们愿意保留给自己,
we reserve them for ourselves.
哦, 扫罗给我们非常好的警惕,
Saul really warns us well.
哦, 若是我们不归给神,
if we do not offer all to God,
哦, 有一天我们跟我们所有的都要归于无有。
One day, we and all those belong to us will perish.
我们最后还是栽在自己手里面。
We still would perish in our own hands.
我们这一生所可夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
All that we can boast of is just emptiness.
哦，这跟大卫完全不一样。
And that's totally different than David.
跟大卫十六篇里面所讲的那个把握。
And toward the assurance David has in Psalm 16.
哦，那个喜乐，那个满足，完全不一样。
That joy, the satisfaction is totally different.
哦，我们今天仍旧是恩典的时候。
And it's still the era of grace.
哦，仍旧是我们回头的机会。
And it's a time to turn back.
大卫也犯过错，大卫不是没有犯过错。
David made mistakes. It's not like he's perfect.
但是大卫是个悔改的人。
But David is a man who repented.
大卫也不是生下来就是这样的人。
And David wasn't born that way either.
大卫也是一点一点的在学习。
David learned a little by little.
他每一天每一步路都在进步。
And every day, every step, he's making progress.
他每一天都靠近神一点。
And every day, he drew nearer to the Lord closer.
他的生活都更多的安息一点。
And there's more peace in his life.
所有的世人都一天天的见属坏。
And people of the world, they see corruption more and more.
哦，大卫他有把握。
But David has this assurance.
他说，不仅我这一生不受损伤。
Not only will I not see corruption.
哦，他说，阴间也不能够胜过我。
He said that Hades cannot overcome me.
你必不叫我见属坏。
You will not allow me to see corruption.
哦，我们都知道他在指着耶稣说的。
We know he's talking about Jesus.
哦，这是大卫走出来的路。
It's the way David walked on.
是为了我们走出来的路。
He walked on it for our sake.
啊，我们跟大卫一样的祷告。
We need to pray just like David.
哦，你不再是我的神而已。
You're no longer just my God.
我接受你做我的王。
I take you as my Lord.
哦，大卫要做见证。
David will testify.
神要引导我们走平安的路。
God will lead us on a way of peace.
神要引导我们走永生的路。
A way of eternal life.
叫我们今生所有的劳苦。
So that all the labors of our life
都要存到永远。
We can take it to eternity.
神要将永远的福乐赐给我们。
God will give us the everlasting joy.
在过程里面保守我们不朽坏不损伤。
He will preserve us not to corrupt.
下一周我们再一起来看大卫怎么样实际的在他生活里面将神当作他的主。
And next week, we'll share practically how we can take the Lord as our Lord.
今天早上我们一起来唱首诗歌。
We'll sing a hymn together.
309首。
309.
我常的觉得，我们教会里面充满了很好的人。
I often think that our church has a lot of good people.
说实在的。
And honestly.
跟很多人不一样。
We're different than other people.
我跟你们有很多不大一样。
Oh, I'm different than you.
我这一生里面没有考过第一名。
I never ranked number one.
实在说也没有得过任何的奖。
Or won any award.
这个我听到我孩子得奖，我都觉得很佩服。
And I heard my children getting some award. I really envy them.
哦，但是我都有好多舍不得的东西。
But I have a lot of things I'm not willing to let go.
哦，我可以想象这是多不容易的事。
I can imagine how difficult it would be for you.
但愿今天早上扫罗的故事提醒我们。
May Saul's story remind us.
大卫的见证鼓励我们。
And David's testimony encourages us.
圣灵在我们的心里面向我们说话。
And the Holy Spirit speaks in our hearts.
用他舍命的大爱来呼召我们。
With his sacrificial love to call us.
引导我们的心。
To guide our hearts.
让我们一心一意地来顺服神。
That we obey God wholeheartedly.
让他来做我们的主。
And let him be our Lord.
请替我们开始弹一遍，我们一起来唱。
Let's sing the hymn together.